Shabbos. I would encourage you, I've done it previously with the Bochum, but we didn't do this. This 3-4 blot over here from Daf Peivov, Peizayin, Peiches, Peites, in Mesech to Shabbos, and the Shabbos, you have the Shabbos for you if you want. Is these four Dapim are the Dapim of Shavuos. Everyone to be, encourage everyone, if you have time before Shavuos or on Shavuos, to learn the Dapim, to appreciate the Yom Tov, go ahead. I'll just learn a small Gemara with you over here. Peches Amud Aleph in Shabbos. Dorash Rab Simoi. When Klal Yisrael were magdim nasa to nishma, peiches amud aleph, a bit lower than halfway through. Bo shishim ribo shemalochi ashores lekol echad veechad mi Yisrael. Kosh v'lo shnei ksarim. Shishim ribo malochim came. And they adorned every single Jew with two ksarim. Echad keneged nase, ve'echad keneged nishma. Klal Yisrael was zoichet to kiss ksarim. One keser keneged nase, and another keser keneged nishma. Shnei ksarim, says Rashi, mizir shechina. From the Ziv of the Shechina. Just understand things on a more superficial level, or Tachas Hayedi, understand it, there's much more to the understanding. If the concept of a Keser and the Mitzvah of a Keser is the uplifting of a person, is from the Ziv of the Shechina. The Mitzvah of Shechina is the ability to feel and to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Meloi Chal Aretz Kvoidei. But even though Meloi Chal Aretz Kvoidei everywhere, there's places where it is felt more than others. And that's the concept, this more simple, literal understanding of Shechina. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is more here, is more in one place over another place, but it's more felt. When we say Hashem Ohavti Ma'im Beisecho U'mekoy Mishkan Kvoidecho, what's that yearning, that love that we have? Ahavti ma'ayin beisecho. And the makoyim, mishkan kivoydecho. That ahavti is to be in the makoyim of mishkan kivoydecho, where I can feel and recognize more your existence. And that's the concept of ma'ayin beisecho. And the makoyim, mishkan kivoydecho. Concept of Ziv Shechina is that a Jew who's zoichet to ksarim, when he's zoichet to ksarim, he's uplifted in a way that he's zoichet from the Ziv of the Shechina through because of Nas and because of Nishma, which these are two unique midos, which I want to let just, we'll see it as we go through the Gemara. Chasa was zoichet to these two madregas of Nas and Nishma. It was zoichet, Malachim adorned them with two ksarim. The Kevon Shechotu Yisrael Yordu Meyo Esrim Riboy Malachi Chabolo, 120 Riboy, that's 1,200,000, Malachi Chabolo came Upirkum and took it off. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vayisnatzlu Bnei Yisrael Es Edyom Mehar Choyrev. The Edyom, the Keser that they had from Har Choyrev, Vayisnatzlu, was taken off then after the Chayto Ego. Amrab Chameb Rab Chanina, Bechoyrev Toanu. At Har Sinai, at Choyrev, they adorn Hoksarim, Ubechoyrev Poroku. The Edyom Yehar Choyrev that they had put on, that was put on them by Choyrev, that was the same Edyom that was taken off of them. Bechoyrev Toanuk da Amoron, that's the Posuk, that's the Chazal that we said, Ubechoyrev Poroku, the Chtiva Isnat of Bnei Israel. Rabbi Yochanan, the Kulon Zocha Moshe of Netolon. Moshe was Zoiche Keneged all those 1,200,000 Ksarim. the Samach Leis, the Pasuk says afterwards, the Moshe Yikach Esa Oyel, V'not Esa Oyel, Harachik Min HaMachane. The Midah, that greatness Moshe Rabbeinu achieved, all of that. You want to understand the meaning of this a bit more? There's a beautiful Beis HaLevi in Tshuvas Beis HaLevi, Chelek Gimel, the back, there's a Drushim. He has a beautiful Drushim here on this Gemara. He explains this concept of Moshe Rabbeinu being Noitel Kulam. Some of the Beis HaLevi's are out there, printed also the Drushim from the Tshuvas. Amarish Lokish, Osek Kodesh Baruch Hu. Eventually we will achieve that Madrega back again. Shenemar Pdui Hashem Yeshuvun Ubot Tzion Berino V'Simchas Oilom Al Roisham. Simcha Shemei Oilom, the Simcha that they had in the past Al Roisham. Amar Rabbi Lozer, B'Shoh Sheikdimu Yisrael Nasir L'Nishma Yotz the Baskel. When Krasol were makdim, they said Nasa before Nishma, Baskel came out for Omro Lehen. Mi gilo lebonai, Rose. Who taught my children this secret? Shemaloch Hashor is Mishtam Shinboy. The Maloch Hashor is used. The Chziv, Borcho Hashem Malocho, Giboyre Koyach, Oisei Dvoroi, Lishmoya Bekol Dvoroi. The Malochim, I refer to Gibor HaKoyach who do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and they listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Bereisha first Oisei V'hodar Lishmoya. First they're Oisei and then they listen. Let's see Rashi together. Oisei Dvarei Lishmoya Muchonin La'asois Koidem Sheyishmu. They're prepared to do even before they know what it's going to be. Not the derech of other avodim. They first listen out. Esadovar. Why? Rashi learns kipshute. Lay down your choylum lekablam and imloy. They first listen. What's the job? Could they do it or can't they do it? Malachim aren't that way. Klal Yisrael weren't that way. They accepted upon themselves the job even before they knew or without knowing what the job is going to be. That's Reisha Lishmoya, Reisha to do, even before the Lishmoya. Reisha Oisei V'Hodar Lishmoya. Omer Rab Chama B'Rab Chanina, Mahu D'Chsiv, K'Tapuach Ba'atzi Ayoar, Lomo Nimshel Yisrael L'Tapuach. Why are Klai Yisrael Nimshel to a Tapuach tree? Lomer Melucho. Matapuach is a period koydim la'olav. The fruit comes before the leaves. Af Yisrael higdimu naase l'nishma. As Rashi says, kach darko v'choluk mishar ilonis. That chanotis peroisov of an apple is koydim to its olive. Hahu tzeduki d'chaz yilerovo. Nas is before Nishma. We'll elaborate on it a bit more shortly. How tzduki the chaz yilerova the kuma'ayin b'shmaitza. There was a tzduki who saw Rova fatifed in a sugya. He was fatifed in a shver sugya. V'yas it's be'usei didei and he was sitting and his fingers were tutei kare. Were underneath his legs. And he was crushing his fingers with his legs. And his fingers were gushing blood. Says Rashi. The fingers of his hands. The komaitbu hoyu memach on beraglov. He crushed them with his legs. Ve'enu meivin mitoch tirda. He was so fatif in the sugi that he didn't notice what he was doing to his fingers. He was sitting in a funny position, and he was crushing with his legs his hand fingers. Why? He was so fatif in the sugi. He didn't notice what he was doing. He didn't feel what was going on, and his fingers were crushed and they were gushing blood. Amarle, he told him, this is Tzaduki, I'm a pizizo. The kadmisu pumaychu lo adnaychu, that you were magdim your pet to your ears. Says Rashi, koydim sheshamatim oiso ha'eich hikasha, before you heard how the Torah is so hard, din tichlu lamed bo, and whether you can do it or not, v'kibaltim aleichem mekayim, and you will mekayim upon yourself to be mekayim the Torah. You still have that pizizus. That what? You don't think about your actions. This tzaduki sees Rava. So fatiftin esugya. He has such a gishmak and such a connection. He's so connected to the learning that he doesn't realize he's crushing his fingers. So he is mezalzel in his stupidity in Rava. He says, and he gave Rava a chapter on Klal Yisrael as a nation. How their pauses, how they said Nasa before Nishma, before knowing how hard the Torah is, they accepted upon themselves. You first should have listened out whether you're able to be mekablet or not. Whether it's you're capable of it or not. If you're able to, kablisu. And if not, if you feel it's beyond you, you wouldn't be mekablet. Just like the Umas Olam did, as the Chazal tell us on the Pasuk, Hayfir Mihar Paron. And Kishbohu first offered the Torah to other nations. And they turned him down. Why? Because they first wanted to know Maksivba. When they asked Maksivba, Kishbohu answered each one with exactly the thing which was hard for him. He told the Bnei Yishmael Leisigzer. He told the Bnei Yisav Leisirtzach. He gave each one exactly what was. And Ekim and Shekin, Leibisu. It's too much for us. Klal Yisrael didn't make that Cheshbon. Amarli. Rava answered him, and this answer becomes Teir Shabal Pet, became a member in the Gemara. Anon disaginon bishlei muso, ksiv bon tam tumas gisharim tamche. As Rashi says, his halachnu imay betoim leiv. We went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a purity of heart. Kederach ha'is meyahavo, the way that those who do out of love do. V'samachnu olav, we trusted him. Shelo yete anenu. He won't load us up. He won't load us up with that which we won't be able to do. And that's Tumas Yisharim Tanchem. Rashi, it tells us, the taich of this chazal, the beauty of this answer that Rava answered it, which became Torah Shebal Peh. What's the secret behind Nasa V'Nishma? Klal Yisrael, we trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love. He created us. Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Hu Bereinu. And if He gave us the Torah, and He's giving us the Torah, He'll give us that which we can do. He won't give us something that we won't be able to do. And more than that, you've heard this from me, and it's the essence of my life. A Jew knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created everything so special and beautiful. He's the one who gave us the Torah. He created us with all the koichas nefesh that we have. He created the most beautiful world and the most perfect human being with all of the koichas nefesh and all of the cheshek and all the taivas and all the ritzoinis, which there's so much beauty and specialty to the human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with all of our feelings and our emotions and our chashokim and taivas lemineim. He gave us the Torah. He gave us this code of behavior that is the best way of life. It's the sweetest way of life. If a person is single focused, he's totally single minded on becoming a Talmud Chacham, he'll have the best life going. He has all the koichas nefesh that he needs, and he'll be totally satisfied and will come to the shleimus through that. What did Rava answer him? You stupid, empty garnish of a tzduki. Who do you think you are? You know what's good for you. Tumas yisharim tanchem. Who cares if my fingers were crushed and I'm bleeding? Stupid, idiot tzduki that you think that it makes a difference to a person. You don't know what the true pleasures of life are. You don't know what the true human being, the greatness of the human being really is. The godness of a Rava. the godliness of an Amora, the dveikus of a Rava, the dveikus of an Amora. You have no shaykhus to it. We were Yesharim, we trusted our Creator. Tumas Yesharim Tanchem. Hani Inshi, this Sagin Bali Lusa. Klal Yisrael Saginon Bushleimus. They're full with Shleimus, purity. Tmimus. These Tzdukim, Rishoyim, they're full of Alilusa. They're full of being cunning thoughts. And, is it good for me? It's not good for me. Stupid idiot. What do you know what's good? Ksibu v'selef boigdim. V'selef of the boigdim. Those who are boigid in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they go away from him. Yishadim. Evil will go after them. What does it mean yishadim that they'll have the evil go after them? They'll have exactly what they wanted. They'll have the stupid life that they wanted. But that's why they're so miserable. That's why there's so nothing to it. They don't trust the Creator who created this world, who created the human being, who created all that's good, that He'll give them that which is good, He'll show them the right way. That's Oysin Me'ahava. The mahus of what Rashi tells us over here is that the Yisod of Nasa V'Nishma was a tremendous trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, He'll give us that which is the best for us. And that's the Yisod, the way Rashi learns, that's the Hakdom of Nasa T'Nishma. Hakdom of Nasa T'Nishma, we will do. We are Avodim. We are Kodesh Baruch Hu's subjects. He created us, we'll shtel tzu to Him, to do it the right way, the way He tells us to live lives. That's the Mahus of what Kabbalah Satorah is. Is Kabbalah Satorah unique to Limud HaTorah, Gavri? Very much so, because that's the Mahus of what a Jew is all about. But the mahus of what a Jew is totally about in its totality is everything. Nase, nishma. And nase is before the nishma. What is nase before the nishma? Total trust in the hashkofa satayr, in the derech hatayr, that the derech hatayr is the right way to live. Shavuos, we celebrate nase v'nishma. We celebrate the accepting of the Torah in its totality, the whole tariyag mitzvahs and every single aspect of living a Jewish life. Now the Beis Alevi elaborates over there in the Drushim so beautifully how there's so much more to Nasa T'Nishma than the Klal Yisrael appreciated. There's a Tachlis T'Nishma besides the Tachlis of Nasa, which is also true. Nasa is becoming subjects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accepting His will upon us, knowing that that is the best way of life. There's actions, there's the Maisa Mitzvahs, and then there's the Nishma, which is a purpose on its own as well. The Nishma, says the Beis Alevi, isn't just for the sake of the Nase. That's all included in the Nase. In a deeper sense, Klal Yisrael already back then appreciated that there's two separate things. There's the Nase. There's the actions that we have to do. And in that is all the Taryag Mitzvahs, all the Maisa Mitzvahs, and of course all the halachas that come along with that to understand exactly what and how we have to live our lives and do the Nase. But then there's a Nishma. There's a way of connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu just by listening. Darhering! What's the Dvar Hashem? Connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chochma, Hashem B'Chochma Yosad Oretz. Connecting to the Koyach HaTorah for the sake of connecting to Torah. For the sake of connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur. That's the Shleimus of the Nishma. And those are the two Ksarim. Every year Shavuos we celebrate our being Jewish, our accepting the Torah, being Mekabel the Torah, and we're Mekabel the Torah anew. How are we Mekabel the Torah anew? What does that mean, we're Mekabel the Torah again? Celebrating Yom Tov. What's celebrating Yom Tov? It's celebrating the Mahus, why this day is special. Celebrating the Yom Tov is celebrating what made this day special. Why is Vav Sivan a special day? Why the 50th day to Sefiras HaYomim so special? Because on that day, when we left Mitzrayim, on that 50th day, we were Mekabel the Torah. We became a different nation. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us, and He uplifted us from the 49 Dargis of Tumah, which we learned to the 49 Dargis of Kedusha, till we were Zayich. Ta'at or Eisel Adas, to the greatest Gilui of Ata or Eisel Adas, Ki Hashem only came in Mavadoi. And it is that day that we're mitzvah in the Torah. Pentishkach sadvar masheroi necho penyosur milvavecho kolim eichayecho yer mashematif nashem lekecho b'chayrev. The remembrance of the greatness of that day, it has to be something which we remember every day, and we have to teach it to our children, to our grandchildren, to the upcoming generations. It's our Mesorah. And the celebration of that day is Shavuos. We celebrate everything we were zeicha to the Nasa. We celebrate the Nishma. We're celebrating the Hayom Hazeh Niyeseh La'om. We're celebrating the Atav V'Chartanu. In Valojin, Shavuos, they danced for 2 days straight. They learned Bas Modern Floichet, aber dem getanzt und getanzt und getanzt in Valojin. And when the Shabbos was a 2 day Yom Tov, they went wild. Meir Bar Ilan, in his memoirs, describing as a kid growing up in Valojin, and he described after 3 days of celebrating, the Bachra, they were already waiting to get back to the Sugyas. It's the greatest. Ilav Hayoimas, the Gemara writes in these Sugyas, the greatness of Shavuos, the greatness of celebrating of what we were zeicha to. I'll share with you a story about the Zayda the Netziv on a Leil Shavuos. Before Ma'ariv, Leil Shavuos in Valojin, first day, Yom Tov. The Bochum were dancing away, and the Netziv was the captain. The Bochum just looking at the Netziv. He was the inspiration of every mashu of simcha going on in Valojin. He was the prime example of the greatest Talmud Chochem. Mas min neuro yodes ha-teiru kulo mi brochus vada uktsin. Call you may chayav yagab etayru. He was dancing, and all the bochurim were mesmerized, looking at him, smeichim with his simchas etayru. A guy walks in from the post office. He has to speak to the hop rabbina. He has a telegram for him. Pushes his way through it. Circle, he comes in, he shows him the telegram. Netziv looks at it, says, put it in my office, continues dancing, lo yohoyo klum. 2 days Yom Tov, such a tanz, and the shiurim, and the hasmode, it's such a given a Yom Tov. Avalojene Shavuos. Motzi Shavuos, after Ma'ariv, the Netziv made Ksavdola, Hamavz ben Kodesh Lechoil, he faints on the spot. Telegram was that his sister, he took off his shoes and he fainted. The telegram was that his sister, his only sister, was Nifter. His Chayv and Avelis. Shavuos. Yismach Yisrael Ba'oisov. What does Torah do to a Jew? Right now, there's no din Avelus, and it's Yom Tov. Fakert. Avelus is Nidche. Why is Avelus Nidche? Because Layosi, Avelus the Yochin and Doichas Simcha the Rabbin. The Netziv with the full Gishmak and the full brain, Proverbs are Shavuos. He doesn't allow himself. Not to allow himself. It's beyond him now to be misabel on his sister. It was something which pained him horrifically. The moment he put his mind to it, he fainted on the spot. Oh, but this is a Jew. He doesn't notice the pain of his fingers being crushed. He's fatif in a sugyo. Who cares? Bleeding ayid. This is ayid. I'll share with you the most smallest story. It could be if you heard it from me. To me, it meant so much because it's a simen. It shows something. When Rabbi Santorsky was told that her husband's dead, was shot. One of the first reactions she had, she told her son-in-law, standing there, so she found out what happened, that he was davening shacharis, and the murderer came in, shot him dead, probably more than just shot him also. So she was cheshbening. The last time she had seen him was, she had gone to sleep, he was sitting learning, it was 1:30 at night, and he was still sitting learning. So she understood he woke up early and had gone to daven. Rabbi Twersky used to go to mikveh every day. Sometimes before davening, sometimes after davening. So Rabbi Twersky, he had a towel that he kept in the car. Rabbi Twersky told his son-in-law, go touch the towel, check the towel. Was he before mikveh? Was he toivel or wasn't he toivel? Is the towel damp or is dry? One of the first things she sent to check, he came back and told her it was damp. She said, oh. See, he went to mikveh before davening. That's what he would have wanted. He would have wanted that before his p'tira, he died in the middle of a Shemona Esrei with a talis and tefillin. She was happy for him, that he mitech tefillas mikveh before that. Okay, it's a small story, but when I heard the story, I was blown. She just lost her husband. She adored him and admired him beyond description. Beyond description. There's no greater pain, nebuch, for a person like that losing her husband. But she has one of her first shailas she wants to know. Okay, she realizes he died al kiddush Hashem during Shemona Esrei with a thousand tefillin, like almost the shvish lame. She wants to know how shpitz is it? How shpitz was it for him? Rabbi Twersky spoke about the tzura of a yid being nostalgic from this world. He spoke about the greatness of Kiddush Hashem. There were spiritual madrigas. There were spiritual madrigas that he had for Sheifas. She was sameach bechelko, so to speak. The simcha bechelko is what? Yogi gangen zum mikveh didn't go to mikveh. Did he chaper ein mikveh before and they didn't chaper ein mikveh before him? People who live on a higher spiritual level, their gishmak, the utter pleasure that they have from lasos ritzon koinom, to do that which is good, to stay away from that which is bad, and that which is shmutzing, and that's what evil. The Lashon L'Gemara in Yevamos, in the 12th parak, Tevasen shel rishoim ro hoyi etzal tzadikim. That which is good for rishoim, it repulses a tzadik. Tzadik has a different gishmak and a different sheif and a different musig. What's good? What's gishmak? What's sweet? That's tumas yeshurim tanchem. We celebrate Shavuos. Everything we were zoichen Shavuos. Ilav hayoyim kam yosefika b'shuka. Without this day, we would be garnished. We would be a garnish. Das is a celebration. That's the simcha of Yom Tov. That's the simcha of Yismach Sol Boisa B'nei Tzion Nigilu B'Malkom, specifically, uniquely, on Shavuos. the more we sameach and the more we bring it out and the more we celebrate the Yom Tif in the truest way, the greater we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater we connect to His Torah, and the greater we connect to all that which we have to do. That's the way we ignite in ourselves that love and that yearning and that she'ifa to do that which we should be doing and to live the lives the way we should be living them. Have a good Shabbos and make yourself the most greatest Yom Tov.